Welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I know I'm making the right decision? Thank you for this question, as it is often on the minds of all of you. Let us begin. Imagine yourself facing the choice, the decision. And your human mind is feeding up all of the possibilities and all of the fears about making the wrong decision. We will tell you to first pause and come back home to the center of your being, which is where the God that beats your heart and your spirit reside. This place, and it is not a physical location, but it is a place within your being that is quiet, that is peaceful, and has the greatest comfort. It is a place where your human mind does not have control or a voice. So you are listening to the voice of God and your spirit and your intuition. Your intuition is God speaking with you. So as you look at the decision in front of you, you are coming from this place of quiet and of confidence, and it will speak to you, your intuition. At this point, make your choice and ask God, as you move forward in the direction of this choice, to stop you or redirect you if it is in your best and highest. What you have then is momentum, moving forward, progress, energy moving you forward. And as you are moving forward with your decision, you are always listening for guidance, updated guidance, new guidance, greater insight or perspective on your choice, on your decision. You have trust, knowing as you are listening that God, guidance, will redirect you or open up new avenues or pathways for you on your journey with this decision. Your touchstone here is to feel comfort and confidence that you have made the right choice and are continuing to make the right choice. And by right, we mean God guided. Because right and wrong is actually a construct of the human mind, and it is limited, and it is also driven by fear. So what you are asking for is the best and highest truth to guide you, to fortify you as you are taking your steps. And we will remind you that the outer picture or others' opinions and energy may be counter to your decision and your choice. So always come back home and check in. Am I on the right path? Am I making the right decision? Always asking for the best and highest, for authentic life. This includes all of life, not just you. So even as the outer picture or others are pulsing to you that you are not correct, that you are taking a wrong turn, what you can know and trust is that as you listen to God's guidance, all of life is blessed, even if others may not recognize it, because your choice, your decision by following God is blessing all of life. This is a wonderful question, and we thank you this week. Try this out and see and feel the freedom, the joy, the comfort, the knowingness that you are in alignment with God and your spirit, and all is well. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.